One Man Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 12, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take Bromo Quinine.
Right. More people have taken more Bromo Quinine for more complete relief than any other cold tablet ever sold. For only Bromo Quinine gives you wonder-working quinine combined with five other medicines and health fortified with vitamin C. Get more complete relief from stopped-up nose, aching muscles, feverishness, irregularity, and headache. Get Bromo Quinine brand cold tablets. Today, the farewell gift. Father Barber is sipping his second cup of coffee as he reads the San Francisco Chronicle in the library on a cold January morning. He feels left out. Nobody ever stops to tell him where they're going.
Uncle Paul, ready?
Yes? Oh, good morning, Penelope. Ready for what?
He's going out to breakfast with me.
Buzz twice and he'll answer. Press the button right there. Yeah, that's right. He'll buzz once if he's coming down. Yes, come
here. You ought to have an intercom system.
Where are you and Paul going?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I thought perhaps it was a meeting.
No, just us.
Hey, it's me, Joan.
Hey?
Joan just came in.
Is Grandmother here?
Oh, she's upstairs with Hazel. Good morning, Joan.
Hi. Oh, hello, Penny. When does the plane leave?
4:30.
Somebody asking for me?
Oh, Grandmother, I found just the gift.
Oh, bring it up here, Joan.
I'll see y'all later.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, plane. Is she referring to your mother?
Mm-hmm, I guess so.
She leaves for Burma today. Nobody told me. I didn't know.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Penny. I had a long-distance call.
It doesn't matter, Uncle Paul. Good morning. I'm taking you to breakfast, you know, because it was my idea. Where do you want to go?
No, about St. Francis and the grill.
Good.
Take both cars?
No, I'll bring you back.
Paul, I've just been told that Claudia leaves for Rangoon this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm driving her to the airport. Care to drive with us?
It's the only invitation I'm likely to have. I accept.
Well, come along, young lady. How long do you think we'll be?
Oh, how much time can you spare?
I'll be back here at 11, Dad.
That's good. Oh, Penelope.
Yes, Grandfather?
I want to buy your mother a present. What sort of thing is she reading now? The still mystery story?
She's crazy about a writer named Josephine Tay.
Tay?
T-E-Y.
Good. Thank you.
See you later, Dad. Around 11, if anybody wants me. Or if it's urgent.
I know. St. Francis Wheels. Goodbye. Close the door. Till you're here. Yes. Hello. New Begins Bookstore? There's an agreeable young lady with a short haircut on the main floor. I don't know her name. And is? Oh, yes, yes. Connect me. Hello. Miss Kinnopin? Yeah, this is Henry Barber. Henry Barber. We talked about books for children one day, and... Yes, yes. My daughter Claudia is flying to Rangoon, to Burma this afternoon, and I want a book for the plane. Yes, she reads somebody called Josephine Tay. Oh? Oh? Oh, you don't say. Oh. Hey. Yes, George W. Yes, died. Young woman, hmm? Yes. Yes, I see. Three by Tay. Yes, sir. We'll wrap it up.
Goodbye, Grandfather. Wish me luck.
I'm on the telephone, Joan. Oh, excuse me. That's my granddaughter, Joan. She's leaving now. Yes, all right. You gift wrap it, and I'll come and get it, if I can start my car.
Who is that, Henry?
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Miss Kinopin.
Forgive me. I thought you were talking to one of our girls.
No, no. A friend of mine. Young woman with a short haircut and large horn-rimmed glasses.
Oh? Where did you meet her?
Oh, bars, saloons, nightclubs.
Oh, dear, I see. Oh, well, Joan had a brilliant idea. Claudia read a book called Singing Sands and promptly fell in love with it. So Joan says she'll love any book she can find by the same writer. And we've found a big thick one, three volumes in one. That's what we'll give her. It's called Three by Tay. Joan picked it up yesterday.
Three by Tay. Yes, I see.
Matter?
Nothing. You know anything about Josephine Tay?
No, you.
Josephine Tay's real name was Elizabeth McIntosh. She was a Scotswoman. She also wrote successful plays as George W. She died not long ago, and among her papers, they found a complete manuscript called Singing Sense.
Why, Henry.
Yes, I keep abreast. I start late, but close fast to the six. Yeah, that's racetrack talk, in case you don't know. Excuse me. Stay a listen. I have another call to make.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family. Scanning the globe, ever watchful, the NBC Radio News Department maintains a 24-hour vigil on the world, a world in a never-ending state of change. From the UN, from Washington, from the Middle East, from Keokuk to the Kremlin, NBC Radio newsmen are on the beam, reporting the news as it happens, where it happens. Warm human interest stories and history-making events that may affect the course of our lives. Every minute of the day, news streams into the NBC newsroom, is sifted and evaluated every 60 minutes. The most important stories are broadcast to you by top commentators like Chet Huntley, David Brinkley, Frank Blair, and Morgan Beatty on News on the Hour. And when the hot stories break, as soon as they break, you get them in a flash on Hotline. It's like having a seat in the NBC radio newsroom. Listen for News on the Hour and the exclusive Hotline service all day, every day, on most of these stations. Free Dove Perch. Keep your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today. Mother Barber looks on with amused surprise as the elderly gentleman makes his phone call.
You begin? Miss Kittlepin, please. How do you do? This is Henry Barber again. I'm sorry, but kindly cancel the order. The people never tell me anything, and we have a duplicate copy. Thank you. No, I'll see you someday when I'm downtown. Goodbye.
You ordered the same book? Oh, what amazing coincidence.
Henry, there's something I wanted to ask you. Don't say anything. It's on the tip of my tongue. Wait.
Well, I'm not even breathing. Well, if you're wondering why Paul and Penny are having breakfast together, I haven't the faintest idea, except that he spanked her yesterday. Oh, I don't mean literally, but he gave her quite a lecture. And instead of being angry, she's come back for more.
Who thinks so?
Jack, I thought you heard it.
Where was I?
Oh, it was half an hour ago in the breakfast room.
Where was I?
You and the Chronicle were both there, Henry. Well, I've got things to do. You thought of what it was?
Quiet.
I really haven't time to wait. Claudia's coming to lunch.
She is?
Henry. Oh, I'd think your memory was failing if I didn't know you simply don't pay attention.
Now I know.
Why?
When Joan left here, I was on the telephone talking to Newbegins. Joan called, and she said, "Wish me luck."
Yes.
Why would she say that?
Well, because of the divorce.
Pardon?
The divorce proceedings. Henry, this is the day she goes to court.
Yes?
Didn't you even hear me tell Jack how smart he looked? He always wears his blue suit when he goes to court. He says it's his lucky suit.
Today? What time?
Henry, they don't need you there.
What time and where is it?
I don't know.
You are not telling me the absolute truth.
Well, I don't know what room it is. It's the domestic relations court. It's Judge Hallam.
Oh.
You remember Judge Hallam.
Yes.
He wouldn't want you there either, Henry. He'd probably fine you for contempt of court if you stuck your head in the door.
Yes. Excuse me, where's my hat?
Henry, where are you going?
I am going downtown, visit my girlfriend at Newbegins, and if it warms up, I shall sit on a bench in Union Square and wait for the afternoon paper.
Oh, dear.
If anyone asks for me, you can say that I was not welcome to go to court with my granddaughter and am beguiling the time with the other bums in the park.
Oh, dear. Oh, that man.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
I hope supper's not spoiled, Jim.
Sorry I'm late, but we're taking inventory. With the nagging backache I've had and the sleepless nights it gives me, I'm all dragged out.
You've been complaining of backache long enough. Don't you want to get relief?
Of course. But how?
Try Doane pills.
Right. Doane pills are an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidney. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upset, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's pills. used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's pills today. To save money, buy Doane's big economy size.
Free Dove Perch. Keep your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today. Father Barber, coming into the front hall at 3 o'clock, finds a half dozen suitcases near the stairs. He steps around them, glancing at Paul, who stands at the refectory table, sorting the day's mail.
Oh, hi, Dad. Here you went to court.
I did not. I sat in Union Square waiting for the afternoon paper. It says here that Joan was granted an interlocutory decree of divorce from Ross Bunger.
And that's no surprise to anybody now.
Well, I've got work to do.
Whose luggage is it?
Penelope.
I say so, Patty.
It's Penelope's luggage, Dad. She's moving in here while Claudia's away. Too bad you weren't home for lunch. You'd have heard all about it.
Excuse me, Paul. Oh, Patty! Oh, Patty! I'm behind in the news again. I step out of the house a moment and I get left out of everything.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Moore. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 13, Book 129, Belated Echo of New Year's Eve. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Moore production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry, as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.